The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Just on the KFC Twitter, we ask for the thoughts of Cat fans, our initial reactions. Surely a Rising Star nomination for De Koning this week. Stuart outstanding, Jeremy Cameron a magician. Dingo, that's why we persist with Grian Myers. Zach Guthrie deserves a lot of credit, is a reliable defender now. Nieldy?
Yes, he is putting together some consistent blocks of footy, which is good to see. And, you know, he's another player who's been through the Geelong Development Academy. He gets better every time he plays. And he is a really integral part of that, you know, top 30 players at the Cats. And that's what you need if you want to go deep into September.
Waiting for all the Myers haters to pile on today. Paul Miller.
Yeah, well, again, your footy brings out emotions, Kingy, and sometimes people want to just hone in on the game. You've got to take a step back and understand that, you know, young, developing player, still in the early stage of his career. Look, what's he played? 60-odd games, Grian Myers, if that. And he's getting there, and he showed today, clearly he's not sore. He was able to cover the ground, high-end running, got involved defensively. He'd be really pleased and got on the end of it. What, he kicked three, I suppose, did he?
He did finish with three.
Just off the KFC Twitter too, Anthony suggesting or pointing out Tommy Atkins had 17 tackles today. And the Cats, 9 players, 23 are under today for Geelong. Neil showed great signs on debut. De Koning is a star after 11 games. Tommy Atkins continues to develop in one of our key players. Stengel, an A-grade pickup. Myers plays his best game in 2 seasons. And we get back-to-back wins. So pretty happy Cat fans after that. And Caddy just suggesting Tommy Stewart, brilliant.
He certainly was. Now, Cass off the KFC personal Twitter, Toddy Devine's just pointing out it actually took us 16 minutes into the first quarter before we mentioned St. Joseph. So we let ourselves down a little bit there, and we need to say that the 17 tackles from Tom Atkins was all about playing for St. Joseph's.
I think we need to be hauled in front of the stewards for that.
Yeah, we do.
Talking about St. Joseph's, just in the GFL, of course, is a league we cover very closely. They actually trailed Bell Park by 24 points in the last quarter at Drew Oval. So
really?
That would be somewhat of an upset. South Barwon 196, St Albans 43. No score from North Shore and Colac. Come on, guys, get it together out there. Leopold 123, Lara 63. Newtown Chilwell 103, Grovedale 82. And tomorrow, St Mary's and Geelong West at Anthony Costa Oval. K-Rock Football live from 12 o'clock. Ballerine League very quickly as the Cats make their way off the ground. I'm sure Shannon Neal will lead the Cats off as the debutants are usually made to do by the skipper. Actually, he's very quickly moved on and he's actually got the little GoPro as well. The last score we got from Barwon Heads Ocean Grove, Battle of the Bridge, was 33-7.
Model no, Kingy, on that I'm going to cut in. Big shout out. It is the annual Past Players Officials Volunteers Day at Ocean Grove. So shout out to everyone that's down there celebrating all those premierships, Cass.
Yes. Mottawarri 183, Port Arlington 27, Anglesey 93, Queenscliff 91, Torquay 138, Amateur 59 tonight, Newcombe and Drysdale. And in the GDFL, we'd be nearly full time in a lot of these games. These all bounced at 2 o'clock. Can tell you that Bellpost Hill 160, lead Anarchy 8, Belmont Lions 88, Winchelsea 72, Thompson 68 have defeated North Geelong 57, Bannockburn 89 have defeated Werribee Central 64, Geelong West 78, East Geelong 68, Inverleigh 108 defeated Corio 58. As we go down into the rooms, Jason Doherty is waiting patiently for the Cats to join him in their warm-up area. Jace, come on in.
Yes, here they are. They're in the rooms, just Shannon Neal in the middle. And they're going to sing the song.
I suspect there won't be many. You won't be fighting too many people for interviews down there, by the looks of it.
No, I think we're going to be okay. So that's good.
and if the coach just happens to pop his head in again, make sure you whack the headphones on him.
I will.
Here's the song. It's not the most rousing of renditions of We Are Geelong I've ever heard come out of the Brownlow stand, the bowels of the Brownlow stand. Penny, can we have a look at the text line, please? 0456 955 955, and also the KFC Twitter. Benny's...
I've just got to continue my session, Tom.
You do.
So that's what I'm doing right at this minute.
Just got to click on a couple of things.
Yeah, and I'm getting there.
Here we go. What do we got?
So we've just got Tom from Collingwood. Cameron's goal speechless. And yes, Benny, nothing better to listen to you nonsense on a Saturday. So Tom from Collingwood joins us each and every week. And he loves K-Rock. I assume he loves the Cats. And he loves living in Collingwood.
Yeah.
Great spot. I wonder whether he goes to the Tote in Collingwood just to refresh and stay hydrated and maybe see a cutting edge sort of band.
0456 955 955, and give us a call. 52232 955. Play is underway at the MCG between Fremantle and Naarm. Now, Naarm, of course, is the indigenous name in the Wurundjeri language for Melbourne. and that's what they're playing as for the 2 weeks of the Sir Doug Nicholls round. And Frio lead 9-7 for Leopold Sporties. Talking about Leopold Sporties, we're going to go around the grounds because we've got plenty of scores to get through from today. In the NAB League Women, the VFLW, can tell you Geelong 6-9-45 have secured a home elimination final where they'll play the Southern Saints 4-2-26, 19 points the margin. Brisbane 110 defeated the Giants 96. Local football, and I know there's plenty of interest in local scores. The GDFL is done for the afternoon. All six results are in, and we can tell you the winners in those games this afternoon in round 8 are Bell Post Hill 160, Anarchy 8, Belmont Lions 88, bit of an upset over Winchelsea 72, Thompson 68 had a battle past North Geelong 57, Bannockburn battle past Werribee Central's 89-64, Geelong West 78, East Geelong 74 in a thriller at Richmond Crescent, and Inverleigh 108 didn't have it all their own way against Corio 58. In the Ballerine League this afternoon, where it was at round 9, so we are now at the halfway mark of the season. Only a progress score from Bowen Heads Ocean Grove, and that was very early in the day, 33-7. Bowen Heads led that. Mottawarri 239 defeated Port Arlington 28. We've got a draw, our first local draw of the season. Queenscliff and Anglesey, 100 apiece.
Really?
So 2 points there apiece. Torquay 146, Geelong Amateur 65. That's a big win there for the Tigers. And Newcombe Drysdale will bounce in about an hour and 20 minutes from now with a welcome to country and smoking ceremony taking place ahead of that game. And in the GFL this afternoon, the scores are starting to roll through there. Final scores this afternoon, we can tell you in the GFL that we Grovedale 89 have lost to Newtown 109, Lara 75, Leopold 134, no score from North Shore and Colac, South Barwon 208 have defeated St Albans 54, Bell Park 113, St Joseph's 93, so the Dragons with consecutive wins to keep their season alive, and St Mary's Geelong West tomorrow from midday on Carroll Football Bounce at 1:10. And talking to Dylan Buckley, the former Carlton and GWS player, who's an ambassador for a program called Tackle Your Feelings, which is a mental health program. He's going to be talking to us in the pregame ahead of the Saints and the Giants.
Great.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. Before we go to a break, Benny?
KFC Twitter, Ethan at Bollocks Doodle suggesting Zach Guthrie, our most improved player this season by far. And Grant Hooper asking the question, who goes out when Henry becomes available, Zach Guthrie or Colo or someone else? Whomever it is will be unlucky.
I think we just refer back to Sean Higgins' answer really before the game when we interviewed him. Those questions are so hard to answer because there's form of other players involved, there's injuries. You never get your 38 choice players there to choose from. So, it depends on form, injury of others, who you're playing, their form. Yeah, really tough to answer.
At Twitter, thanks to KFC. Join the KFC workforce and have loads of fun. careers.kfc.com.au. The head-to-head Geelong Insurance Brokers. Check out geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Don and all the team, supporters of K-Rock Football. It was the impact of Keys and Guthrie. Now, the numbers for both of them were fairly impressive this afternoon. Benny has got those thanks to Kerr's height.
Yeah, Keys had 29 and Cam Guthrie ended up with 34.
We felt Kingy in the first half. Ben and I discussed it at halftime. Ben Keys was actually having more of an impact on the game than Cam Guthrie in that first half. But in the second half, that flipped. Guthrie was really good and that coincided with Geelong. Yeah, starting to get on top for probably after halfway through the third quarter, got on top around the ball and he had a huge role in that. So Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head points decision for Cam Guthrie this afternoon.
Thank you for that, Neil. geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Don and the team working with you to get the best cover, not just the cheapest premium. Steamatic Standout. Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Who is your Steamatic Standout this afternoon? I think we can probably all guess who it's going to be.
Yes, you can. I'll tell you, before we go there, I'll tell you who wasn't the Steamatic Standout but needed their work today, and that was you. The Steamatic Standout, clearly Tom King. Tom Stewart dominated the game from start to finish. He had a gazillion disposals at will. He was actually playing in the back line, believe it or not, but he was, in my opinion, and probably the opinion of everyone that was here, was the standout player on the ground.
40 disposals, 16 marks, 10 of those were contested, 34 effective disposals, so he's running at 34 times 2.5. What's that, 85%? Inside 50s, 5. 26 uncontested, later tackle as well, so that's some sort of afternoon from Tom Stewart. Thank you for that, Neildy. Delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That is Steamatic. See you, Neildy. Good luck to the Supercats tonight as you head off to the Arena.
I do. Thank you very much. Thanks for the day. Entertaining, as always. I can't believe how much food we consumed.
Good work.
Good win by the Cats. Bye for now.
See you Friday night.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.